Lesson number 40, Listening Comprehension. Part 1, Photo. Number 1, look at the picture marked number 1.
A.
He's disappointed in the movie.
B.
He's showing his driver's license.
C.
He's contacting the agency to rent a car.
D.
He's tempted to have more cake.
Part 2. Question response. Number 2.
Is collision insurance optional with a rental car?
A. No, we haven't yet made a decision. B. Yes, but we recommend you get it. C. We hope to rent a luxury car.
Number 3.
How many car rental agencies have you contacted?
A. We asked for a compact car. B. I've only called 2 or 3. C. Each agency has its own contract.
Part 3. Short conversation. Numbers 4 through 6 relate to the following conversation.
Would you like collision insurance on your rental car? It's optional, though we do recommend it.
I doubt that we'll have an accident, but I'd feel less nervous with the insurance.
No one ever intends to have an accident, of course, but most customers opt for the insurance when they rent from us. Let me just check the price. Okay, the cost of insurance for this car is just $30.
Fine. Here's my credit card. You can charge everything on that.
Part 4. Talk. Questions 7 through 9 relate to the following recording.
If you are traveling to another country and intend to rent a car while there, there are several things to do before you leave. First, get an international driver's license. Then, contact your local car rental agency to find out if they have offices abroad. If so, you can arrange to rent your car through them and avoid the confusion of signing a contract in a foreign language. This way, when you arrive and pick up your car, you won't be disappointed. It is tempting when you pick up your rental car to jump right in and drive away. Don't do this. First, check the car carefully for signs of damage. If you see any, point them out to the agent. You don't want to have to pay for damage that you didn't cause.